The Independent Spirit Awards may not have the glamour of the Golden Globes. That may be the point. Increasingly, the no-frills filmmakers, lauded by the Independent Filmmakers Program, turn around and collect more statuettes at the Academy Awards. Previous winners include Hilary Swank, Ang Lee, Ellen Burstyn, Spike Jonze, and Michael Moore. The two events occur about 24 hours apart. The Independent Spirit Awards are an important precursor to the Oscars, lauding big talent in small movies made outside of the major studios. Our entertainment critic, Elvis Mitchell, is movie critic for the New York Times. He joins us from Harvard University, Go Crimson, where Elvis is teaching a class called Ingmar Bergman, The Accent is on Hilarity. Elvis, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Let's talk about some of the nominations this year for Best First Feature. Monster, 13, Quattro Nozze, Bomb the System, and House of Sand and Fog. Accomplished pictures all made by people who, I believe, have not been behind the camera before, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that's a great category, best first feature, because the filmmakers have worked for a long time to piece the financing together and find the actors, and that's certainly the case with all these movies.
We've got a clip now from House of Sand and Fog. This is from first-time film director Vadim Perlman. In this scene, Jennifer Connelly plays an evicted homeowner who tries to persuade the current Iranian owner of the house, and this played a much remarked upon performance by Shora Agdashalu, tries to persuade her to give the house back.
I grew up in this house. The county evicted me from this house by mistake, and your husband bought it, and now he won't sell it back for less than four times what he paid. Now, I don't want to argue with him. It's just that if this goes to court, it could take
they
months.
They are to deport us?
I don't know.
You must see. They will kill us. They will shoot my children.
You don't understand a word I'm saying to you.
I'm just guessing this is a kind of film. You bring the storyline into a major studio, they would roll their eyes.
Yeah, when they actually got major studio players to do this, though. There's Ben Kingsley, who's also nominated for his performance. Jennifer Connelly's involved in the picture as well. I mean, it was released by a major studio, DreamWorks. But what's fascinating to me about all this is that there really is an attempt to go out of the way to include the kind of filmmakers who, a few years from now, will probably be an Oscar nomination or Oscar-nominated filmmakers.
I want to ask about the John Cassavetes Award. That's given to a feature film that's made for less than $500,000. Elvis, help us understand what $500,000 means in the movie world.
These are pictures that are really intensely labors of love, if nothing else. What's happened in the past few years, too, is that as the digital video movies have got better looking, these are the pictures that are increasingly nominated, too. Pieces of April is one of those movies.
Let's play a clip from Pieces of April, if we can. Patricia Clarkson plays a cancer patient, traveling to see her estranged daughter on Thanksgiving in New York City. She's in the car with her husband, played by Oliver Platt, and their children.
For days, Jim, I've been trying to think of nice April memories, and I can only come up with one.
Okay, what was it?
She had just turned three. She was looking out the picture window on Locust Street. And she turned back to me, and she said, "Oh, Mother, don't you just love every day?" That was me.
Elvis, what does it mean to make a movie for under $500,000 for the people who are in it? Patricia Clarkson, Oliver Platt have obviously worked in major film productions before.
As has Derek Luke, who's one of the stars of the picture, who actually won the Independent Spirit Award last year for his performance in Antoine Fisher and made a really sort of touching observation. He basically said that a couple of years before, he'd been waiting tables at the awards ceremony itself. That's really what this means, that somebody can pull together $500,000, get actors of this caliber basically to work for no money to defer their salaries in the hopes that the movie will eventually sell to somebody who will pick it up for distribution and it will be seen and get out to people. I mean, that's what the Spirit Awards are really about, are optimism and faith that a really good piece of material will attract talent and eventually an audience.
Let me ask you about the Best Feature Film category. This includes American Splendor, Lost in Translation, of course, Raising Victor Vargas, Shattered Glass, picture about reporters, and Jim Sheridan's picture, In America. We've got a clip from that. Patty Considine and Samantha Morton are playing Irish immigrants to the United States, and they rely on their children to essentially be their arbiters of how to act American. Children are played by Sarah and Emma Bolger.
Everybody else goes trick-or-treating.
What's that?
It's what they do here for Halloween.
What do you mean, like have the Halloween party?
No, not help the Halloween party. You don't ask for help in America. You demand it. Trick or treat, you don't ask, you threaten.
Isn't that a great line of dialogue? And we should note, too, that Sarah Bulger is nominated for Best Supporting Female Performance in America. I mean, what's really great is that these awards find a way to include the kinds of performances that sometimes end up flying under the notice of the Oscars or big critics organizations. And in years to come, these performers, these writers, these directors end up being a crucial part of the mainstream of filmmaking.
Elvis, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Elvis Mitchell, movie critic for the New York Times, speaking with us from the campus of Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts.